is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says he's not sure if his tariffs and the trade wars that result will send the American economy into a recession. More on that from CBS's Nicole Killian.
In a lengthy interview with Fox News' Maria Bartiromo, President Trump stops short of saying whether the U.S. economy could fall into a recession later this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition.
I would never bet on recession.
Even as his commerce secretary sought to downplay the risk, the president also didn't rule out the possibility of inflation.
The last recession ended in June 2009. Mark Carney's first speech as Canada's next prime minister was a startling turnabout for a longtime American ally.
These are dark days. Dark days brought on by a country we can no longer trust.
Canadians, of course, are known for being nice, but CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto says when it comes to retaliatory tariffs, they play hardball.
Ontario's premier reached out to the governors of Michigan, New York, and Minnesota over the weekend to tell them he was going through with a 25% surcharge until President Trump scraps his tariffs completely. If that continues next month, not only is Ontario threatening to completely shut off the power it sells to the U.S., but the province is now considering stockpiling the nickel it sells to the U.S. military and aerospace industry.
Ontario provides power to 1.5 million Americans in New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. All five people on board a single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza that crashed near the Lancaster, Pennsylvania airport yesterday survived. The plane went down in the parking lot of the Brethren Village retirement community and immediately burst into flames.
They're grateful it wasn't any closer.
They should be thankful no one was killed. I'm surprised.
No one on the ground was injured. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake jolted the Los Angeles area early yesterday afternoon, not strong enough to scare residents accustomed to feeling the earth move.
The motion, the way it seemed to pick up, started to get stronger. I want to say a good 5 seconds.
It was a surprise for me. They don't bother me unless I guess it's a really serious jolt.
The quake was centered north of Malibu and was felt across Southern California. There have been no reports of damage. The nation this weekend marked 60 years since the vicious attack by police and state troopers on voting rights marchers at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Carolyn Scott joined the bridge crossing for the first time this year.
It's exciting to be here with my sisters and my brothers. And I'm excited about going across the bridge because I never walked across the bridge. So that's exactly what I want to do.
Stock index futures are all down sharply at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
So I'm at the U.S. Open. We bought a pretzel, and it was really like for $5.25. They really mark up the prices at the sporting events. Like, they were selling peanuts for $6 a bag, which peanuts is like the universal symbol for like nothing, you know, like they're paying me peanuts around here, you know. The price of peanuts went up, I guess, and they're $6 a bag. That's like Armageddon prices, like if the sky was black and there was like, you know, unicorns like flying around shooting lasers out of their hooves, you know. Peanuts would be $6 a bag, and there'd be like one guy who's trying to sell them for $8, and everyone would be like, that guy's crazy. We bought a pretzel for $5.25 and it tasted like garbage. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it seemed like they went to a landfill with like a mold or whatever. I don't know how you make pretzels, but then there's just like, you know, and off to the open, because when I tried to put it in my mouth, like, it rejected it. It was like, this is not food, you know, and
Yeah. Bills covering the Chuck Berry hit rock and roll music. 609, make it 610 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Look at this weather forecast. My goodness, today's sunny with a high near 62. I hate to say this, but I'm going to put my snow shovels away. I hate to say that stuff. You know, I'm putting my winter coat and the snow shovels away. Whoops, get them out. I got to believe winter's over, but you never know. Sunny 62, the high today. Clear tonight, lows 40. Sunny with a temperature falling to 36 tomorrow. Now it's falling to 36. My goodness. Love it. Clear. It's 40 degrees here at Radio Park. I thought when the time change happened, and by the way, thank you everybody in the building for not changing the clocks over the weekend. I do appreciate that. I thought it would be brighter, lighter in the morning. And I got here and it was pitch dark. And I said, I thought with the time change, it was going to be like, you know, 12 noon. Nice and bright. But what do I know? It's 6:10 coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Beth Heidorn's going to be here. She's the executive director for the Racine Zoo. They've got a ton of stuff coming up at the zoo. We're going to talk about all that a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Local news, timeless hits. The only one place you're going to find that right here at WRJN. Here's Buffalo Springfield.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
A lot of big people came from that group, Buffalo Springfield. I think Dave Crosby, Stephen Stills came from Buffalo Springfield. Yeah, it's 6:13, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Did you miss it? Friday, last Friday was Happy Employee Appreciation Day. Now, your boss probably won't or didn't celebrate it. A poll found only 19% of companies did something on Friday to thank their staff. 19%. The top things people would like to get for Employee Appreciation Day next year: free food, a nice card, and cold hard cash. Yeah, that's going to happen. Keep dreaming. 6:14. Local news, timeless hits. Looking for a sunshiny day with a high near 62.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy. Say, I don't think
Dave Clark 5, local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6:16. Sunshine today, high 62. Clear tonight, lows 40. Sunny. Temperatures falling to around 36 tomorrow. Beautiful weather. Clear and 40 right now here at Radio Park. Let's say you're on your first date, and the other person puts their phone down, and their lock screen is showing. Now, most people just have a, you know, basic screen that comes with their phone, but others customize it with a photo of their pet, a family member, friend, a picture from a vacation, or even a child. Now, if this is a first date, that child probably will be addressed at some point. But what if the person in the photo is just you on your lock screen? A poll asked, having a selfie on your lock screen was weird. 32% said no, it was totally cool. 68% said yes, it's bizarre. Most people are clarifying that it's weird if it's just you alone. Now, on my lock screen, it's me and my daughter, because it was the last day she was in Wisconsin. I met her at the interstate as she and her husband drove to Florida, and I just took a picture with her, and that's on there. But at least it's me and somebody else. They said it's bizarre if it's just you. I don't know if it's bizarre or not. It's 6:17. Here's Pete Schwabe.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She has signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here. Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
May 6:23, local news, timeless hits of WRJN. Sunshine today with a hot air 62, right now clear 40 at Radio Park. I'm not a fashion plate. Anybody who knows me and watches me dress knows I'm not a fashion plate. The one-legged pants trend is catching on. One-legged jeans are selling out everywhere online. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's one leg that's normal, you know, with a pants leg going down like usual. The other one is mostly exposed, like you're wearing a mini skirt or short shorts. And so you got one leg normal, one leg looks like you're not wearing anything, And I can't believe that's going to be a fashion trend. But what do I know? As I said, I'm not a fashion plate. 624 local news, timeless hits at WRJN with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Seasons and Sherry, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. A woman in Michigan scored some coupons for free lottery tickets, won $10. She used that $10 to buy more lottery tickets and won $500,000. Now, what I want to know is, where do you get coupons for free lottery tickets? Where do they give those out? I'll buy my gas at that gas station. Hey, it's 627 WRJN, local news, timeless hits on a Monday morning with the King. Here's Elvis.
7 lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead just another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain,
he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
it's Elvis, Kentucky Rain, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Maybe you don't want to tell your little girls this. There was always one princess missing from the Disney princess lineup. Disney decided not to make Giselle from the Enchanted movies one of Disney's princesses because they didn't want to pay lifelong rights to Amy Adams' image, so she's excluded. She's out as one of the Disney princesses. Really? I didn't know Disney was that cheap. I mean, she's one of the kids' favorites from Enchanted. It's one of my favorites from Enchanted, too. Yeah. Let's check news. 6:31. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, we've got a lot on our minds these days. Commodity prices aren't what we wanted. Now we've got tariffs to think about, and there's always the uncertainty of the weather. Our Wisconsin farm family is facing a lot of stress these days. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection just wants to remind farmers and their families that there's free resources available to try to help them cope. The Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline is one of those. Jess Beauchamp is a licensed clinical social worker and Farmer Wellness Program telecounselor. She said, recognize the signs. If you've got a shorter fuse than normal, if that feeling of sadness isn't going away, maybe it's time to reach out. And they make it simple to receive services.
It's very flexible, Pam. So you don't have to leave your farm half the time if you don't want to. If you want to, you can, because they're in-person services too. But if you're starting to feel this way, call in, get on a schedule. You know, talk to someone, even if it's just a couple of times, to get some pointers. Sometimes it just helps to get these ideas out, as opposed to what's called ruminating, which means it's just rolling around in your brain and keeps you up at night and stresses you out during the day. But yeah, if you're having any increase in those symptoms and they seem to be just lagging on, they're not going away like they maybe normally would, that would be a great time to reach out.
Jess Beauchamp, she is a licensed clinical social worker and Farmer Wellness Program telecounselor. So the toll-free number to call, 888 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. Or go to farmcenter.wi.gov.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And on Friday, we learned the identity of the six finalists that would like to be our next Alice in Dairyland. They include Allison Foster, Michelle Stangler, Michaela Flight, Natalie Rowe, Olivia Lulich, and Sarah Hagnow. More on each candidate at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison. Without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
To take a walk in the park.
Mikey and our gang, Lazy Day. It's 6:40, local news. Time to sit here, WRJN. Time for crazy people news. A teacher in Florida accused of biting students on their arms during an argument over a jar of pickles. Now, the teacher claims she was just licking their arms. Got news for the teacher. That's not much better, all right? If that's what you're admitting to. All right, Mama said there'd be days like this. Here come the Shirelles.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, Mama said.
Good morning. The sun's coming up over Lake Michigan now. Just gorgeous. I can see it on my door cam. I'm going to poke my beak out the door in a few minutes and check on that. Wow, looks beautiful out there this morning. I love it. Clear, 40 degrees here at Radio Park. Look like we're going to have some sunshine today with a high near 62. My goodness. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Beth Heidorn is going to be here. She is the executive director of the Racine Zoo. And we're going to talk about all the big events, family events coming to the zoo. It's going to be a lot of fun this spring and summer. You got to keep your ear right here a little after 7 o'clock, all right? Hi. Here are 8 bad health effects from sitting down all day at work. Not everybody, but most people sit down at work all day, like me. All right, here's what you can get. Leaky veins. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know what that is. Even if I get it, I don't want to know what it is. High blood sugar, constipation, headaches, bad knees, dull thinking, colon cancer, and a bad back. All from sitting at work all day. Happy Monday.
Hey, hey, Paula. I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you. My love, my love.
Paula, 646, local news, timeless hits, your WRJN. Sunshiny today with a high near 62, clear tonight, lows around 40, sunny tomorrow. Temperatures falling to around 36, clear and 40 right now here at Radio Park. Hey, did you ever stay in a dingy hotel room? Even the nice ones might not be as clean as you think. There are a few little germaphobe things you should be looking out for, okay? So check into a hotel room. The remote control. My wife always wipes that down as soon as we come in. That's filthy. And you know where people use the remote control all the time, right? All right. The nightstand, another filthy spot. The door handles, the light switches, the phone, the handle on the mini fridge, never, ever cleaned. You know, I just watched a YouTube video. It was a TV, I think it was a TV station. They were trying to uncover dirty hotel rooms. And what they did was they went into this pretty nice hotel and they used this spray on the bed sheet that glows in the dark. You couldn't see it unless it was, you know, they put a black light on it and it's non-toxic or anything. It just washes out when you wash the sheets. So they write on there, this sheet has been used. All right. They leave. They come back the next night. Now, they checked out, by the way. They totally checked out. And then they came back and they made another reservation. They asked for the same room again. They came back. They pulled back the sheets. It was the same dirty sheet on the bed because they used the black light and they found exactly what they wrote on the bed. The sheet has been used. They never cleaned the sheet. And this was not a dingy hotel. This was a pretty big name hotel. I won't embarrass them by mentioning the name of the hotel. But you got to, I'm telling you, that's why I don't like to stay at hotels if I don't have to. 648. Now, we stay at pretty classy hotels, but still, you know, 648, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort, dignity, and a chance to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning, community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Buckingham 653 local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today. The sun is up now. 62 degrees our high today. 62. It's sunny and 40 right now here at Radio Park. Got any grandchildren? I'll bet not like this lady. A photo of a 98-year-old woman in Kentucky has been making the rounds after she met her first great-great-great-grandchild. She already has over 230 great-great-grandchildren. That's a lot of presents at Christmas time, isn't it? Wow. How do you remember all those names? I don't think you can. I think you just have to number them. And even that's going to be difficult. I Think I Love You, the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head. And spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself. And never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you.
just stay around and love you? Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
The Partridge Family, I think I love you. 657, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. The first three digits of your Social Security number can never be 666. It's banned, I think, for obvious reasons. Odd, but true.
Caught on me, must we say goodbye?
Americans, Katamiya. Local news, time to sit here at WRJM. Well, back in 1965, a Senate report predicted we would be working just 14 hours a week by the year 2000 because technology would make everything much easier. That was a U.S. Senate report. As usual, they were wrong. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJM,
is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Are we headed toward a recession, the first since June 2009? President Trump isn't ruling it out, but he says revenue from his tariffs will more than make up for any short-term economic pain.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs, and we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One. Canada's incoming Prime Minister Mark Carney is promising to keep in place retaliatory tariffs on American goods if the